The Bellarmine Forum presents Footnote: Catholic Insights from the Culture Wars. Here's your host, Christopher Mannion.
What is truth? That's what Pontius Pilate asked when the way, the truth, and the life was standing right in front of him. Well, today we know where to find the truth. Through our rightly ordered reason, and from the deposit of the faith preserved and taught by the magisterium of the Catholic Church. But what happens when part of the truth goes missing? And what happens when that vital ingredient of the truth is replaced by personal opinions masquerading as gospel? It has happened again and again throughout history, and it's happening in the American Catholic Church today. And that's why we're in trouble. Let's take a look at it. In recent years, Pope Benedict has begged our bishops to teach the entire truth of the faith, even the unpopular parts. Pastors of the Church, therefore, must continually call the faithful to complete fidelity to the Church's magisterium, he told the bishops of Scotland in 2010. But Timothy Cardinal Dolan, president of the Bishops' Conference, admits that our bishops haven't been doing their job. In fact, he says, they haven't taught Catholic moral teaching for 50 years. It's too hot to handle, he said. Well, what have they been doing? Instead of teaching the tough truths, many of them have used their episcopal authority as successors of the apostles to push liberal political agendas. Their left-wing pals on Capitol Hill are so grateful that they've given the bishops billions of dollars in return. That's your money, folks, and it's paying for the church's silence. The bishops are trapped by a billion-dollar pair of golden handcuffs. It worked so well that the Democrats have gotten cocky. They thought they could have the support of the bishops and the abortionists, too. Well, they've gotten away with it for years. The bishops haven't taught Humanae Vitae, and they haven't taught Joe Biden, either. In fact, they didn't teach Jack Kennedy, or Mario Cuomo, or Nancy Pelosi, or even Rudy Giuliani, for that matter. Their silence is bipartisan. But they have to fill the vacuum with something. Yes, the bishops have been very silent about some very painful and unpopular truths of the faith, but many of them have become very noisy about their partisan political agendas. Cardinal Dolan complains that the bishops don't have any authority anymore. Well, Your Eminence, that's what happens when you replace the truth with political bombast. Where do we go from here? With the laity in the lead, we have to return to Humanae Vitae. And that's why the Bellarmine Forum has launched the Campaign for Humanae Vitae. In recent weeks, Footnote has been talking about a wonderful book, Adam and Eve After the Pill, by Mary Eberstadt of the Hoover Institution in California. Towards the end of her book, which describes the damage done to Western society by contraception, Eberstadt makes a startling discovery. Pope Paul VI was right. In 1968, Pope Paul promulgated Humanae Vitae, the document that spelled out long-standing church teaching on marriage and morality. Eberstadt calls it the one doctrine the world loves to hate. Yet, she concludes, Pope Paul VI was right. Here's how she puts it. Not only have the document's signature predictions been ratified in empirical force, but they have been ratified, as few predictions ever are, in ways its authors could not possibly have foreseen. Ironically, in research performed by many proud public adversaries of the Church, end quote. Eberstadt discerns within the Church a hint of cognitive dissonance as well. Listen to this. A significant number of priests, she writes, observing the laity's rampant contracepting, decided that they, the priests, could get away with rampant homosexuality. It's hard to believe, she writes, that either new development, the widespread open rebellion against the church's sexual teachings by the laity, or the concomitant quiet rebellion against church sexual teachings by a significant number of priests, could have existed without the other. That, my friends, is a bombshell. The laity gets to use the pill, and priests get to be perverse, and we can all forgive one another. Did bishops find those homosexuals too hot to handle as well? Is that why they turned a blind eye on abuse for years, the way they did with Humanae Vitae? At first blush, the most likely target audience of Eberstadt's book is the social science community itself. It's hidden its head in the sand for 50 years regarding the impact of the sexual revolution. However, faithful bishops, priests, and lay leaders could benefit from this book as well. After all, Eberstadt proves that modern social science, in spite of itself, now confirms what church teaching has told us forever. Eberstadt's work directly addresses the consequences both within the church and throughout the culture at large of the failure to teach Humanae Vitae. The findings she brings to light might well assist our efforts to persuade our bishops, please restore Humanae Vitae to its proper place in the teaching of the magisterium. This move will invigorate the integrity and beauty of the church's moral message. Perhaps with prayer and fasting, the teaching that was too hot to handle will be recognized as too important to ignore. I'm Christopher Mannion. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Footnote, Catholic Insights from the Culture Wars. Footnote is brought to you by the Bellarmine Forum. Copyright 2012, the Bellarmine Forum, all rights reserved.